Mets and Yankees both won last night yesterday. It was a good win for the Mets. We've talked about it a little bit. Manaea doesn't get the win, but had a game where he really didn't have it, but was able to battle through. And the offense, clearly with the story of Lindor. And for me, that was the moment, that the second inning where Manaea loads the bases, gets out of it with a couple pop-ups, and then Lindor hits the home run and in the top of the third to give them the lead there. That's part of that, that skill this team seems to have, like that bounce-back nature in the moment where it's like, oh, they just got off the hook, and boom, they come through with the home run. And he obviously has a monster day, two home runs from the left side. We have four hits in the game. And you like to, the last one was in the ninth inning, but still, there's no such thing. I think the meaningless home run gets overblown. But you're looking for Lindor to break out. Big game from him. And it's the difference between a three and three West Coast run as opposed to a 2-4 and a four game losing streak heading home. I think that's a good win. The offense has struggled here. You can chalk it up on some level to excellent pitching, as Glasnow and Webb are two of the best pitchers in the National League, at least in my mind. Glasnow has the stuff. He's had trouble staying healthy, and you know, I don't know if I'd put him there as ace level. I think he's got ace stuff though. So at any given day, I mean, that's how good he is. So you get shut down by two excellent pitchers. You face a bullpen as Snell gets scrapped right at the start of the game, or at least I'm sleeping, so I think it was like right before the start of the game. But that was, you get into a bullpen game, and you had to score some runs, and they did, and they come through with a good win, and 3-3 and a couple of games over .500 feels a hell of a lot better than heading home to take on St. Louis off a winning the first two games of a West Coast trip, losing the last four, coming home on a four-game losing streak, and back to .500. That was actually a little bit of a swing win where you feel a hell of a lot better. Plus, Lindor breaks out. You're still waiting on some, you know, Nimmo is really struggling. He gets his walks, but he's been struggling. But ultimately, the offense breaks through a little bit, scores some runs. Lindor has a monster game, particularly from the left side. The bullpen continues to come through. And it's a much better day today than it would have been if it had been a loss. It was a good, solid win. They split a West Coast trip, which is, you know, not terrible, but not great. And you avoid the long losing streak. And you stay a couple games above .500. As you get ready to take on St. Louis and Chicago for the next seven games at home, the Yankees beat up on the Oakland A's. Score a bunch of runs. Judge is snapping out of it. And you really, for both teams, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for Lindor and for the Yankees, Judge, to snap out of it. And you got a little bit from both. And Judge obviously gets the break of the balk call before, if you've seen it in the game. He gets he gets struck out on a fastball looking. And then there's a balk called and he gets another opportunity and the pitcher throws the exact same pitch, only worse and higher. I can't believe he came back with a fastball in the outside corner. I just can't believe he came back and threw the same pitch. And Judge goes the other way with it, hits a hard line drive over the short porch, had a hit earlier in the game, and just looks to be coming out of it. Just the last 2 days, his swings feel so much better. And that's what you're looking for, home runs from him and Juan Soto, and then Rizzo's coming through with power, and hopefully he can turn into something again in the middle of the lineup. It's cold. You're hoping he comes and warms up, and those three guys all hitting home runs in the same game makes you feel better about this offense. And I know it's against Oakland. Well, they just got shut out against Oakland in the first game of the series. So I don't care who it's against. The offense is coming around. They've won now two in a row, and they have one more game to win the series later today. I'm losing my mind. What's his name? Clark Schmidt. Thank you very much, McMonagle. You dope. Clark Schmidt comes through with a decent pitching performance. He gives up the home run and skews the line a little bit. But you know what? This starting rotation, I think that's a talking point too for the New York Yankees here. This starting rotation has been really pretty damn good. And as Blake Snell has been awful, for the Giants and now is hurt. And everybody screamed, oh, the Yankees don't care about winning. How are they not signing Blake Snell? How are they not giving him this money? It's just money. I don't care. The rotation's not ready. The rotation stinks. You're short a pitcher. How could you do this? And yet you look at it, and Luis Gil has been, when he's not too wild, I mean, he's got dominating stuff and has been really good. Nestor Cortez, after a shaky start, has been downright filthy his last two appearances. Rodon has been great. And Stroman, besides one start, is steady Eddie and gives you a six solid innings. Five, six solid innings every time out. Like, you got to feel about as good as you can about this rotation right now. The bullpen has been hurt by injuries and is a little shaky, and you're still figuring out who you can trust. The lineup, clearly, having been shut out four times and really Judge, hopefully now coming out of it, but doing absolutely nothing, and the bottom of the lineup doing nothing, and Gleyber Torres being awful, finally gets a hit last night to break a 0-for-23 stretch. The lineup's been an issue. The bullpen's been an issue. But this starting rotation that was deemed the weakness of this team, and they didn't care about winning, and owner only cares about chicken buckets and money, and that's all he cares about is selling tickets and selling chicken and beer, and Cashman's a dope for not signing Blake Snell. Well, Blake Snell's been awful, and now he's injured. And this rotation's done an excellent job. So just keep that in mind the next time you're sure the Yankees don't know what they're doing. Okay, that's all. I've scolded you enough.